the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Still a little bit of show left. Your phone calls, they could still be a vital part at 844-967-2789. If you didn't hear me mention it just a moment ago, Bill Press will be my fine co-devil in the 3 o'clock hour. Tune in tomorrow right from the top. But Bill will join me at about 3:30 Central Time. Stay for a half an hour. I always love it when Bill Press comes around. And I always love it when we get some calls, including from a Red County, from Dawn. Dawn, I hear you got a Rojo story.
Oh, I do.
Let's hear it, Dawn.
So,
first of all, okay. What Red County do you represent?
Not that I represent by any means. It's one of the WOWs.
One of the WOWs. Okay, that narrows it down to Waukesha, Washington, or Ozaukee. But Dawn, tell us your Rojo story.
Okay, so when Rojo was elected in 2010, I think it was. In 2011 or 12, his office contacted us to let us know that he wanted to have a meet and greet with his constituents. So when the time came, he didn't show up. He sent one of his little office flunkies. Well, one or two people actually showed up to meet with him, and they wanted nothing to do with his little office flunkies. Well, now another year or two passes, and they finally send out another notice. They were coming to our community. Once again, send another flunky. Nobody showed up to see him. Then it probably was in 2014 or 15, because, of course, re-election in 16. And he is actually going to come to the community. So he arrived late. We're contacted and told he wants to be introduced. Who from our community was going to introduce him? He wanted one of the, you know, like the mayor or an alderman.
What about
or,
you, Dawn? You could have introduced Rojo. Did you offer?
Oh God, no. Not possibly. The only person that was willing to do it and thought it was ridiculously stupid, because everybody thought it was like, what? Our police chief actually introduced him. He's like, what the? Nobody else does this. And you know, he's never been back. Now, Sensenbrenner would come every quarter and he would meet with people. He never had to be introduced. He actually showed up instead of flunkies. He was there every time.
Well, there's a reason Sensenbrenner won re-election to Congress 52 times.
Probably because he kept meeting with his actual people.
Slight exaggeration, but he literally served in that seat for 42 years or something crazy.
I thought he was looking for shrimp cocktail. At least that's the report I'm told.
And do you know, I actually went face-to-face with him in my own community, and I said, you know, I said, what I would like to see you do is support term limits. And he said, absolutely not.
Are we talking about the corpulent Jim Sensenbrenner who served for like a decade past his prime? Are we talking about Rojo? Okay. They used to support term limits until he decided he wanted to run for re-election again.
Oh, no, this was Sensenbrenner. Face-to-face with Sensenbrenner, and he said, absolutely not. He would never support them. And, of course, he retired. Never.
Well, he retired eventually, Dawn. You know, he had served, like, with Methuselah once upon a time, I believe. 844-967. Appreciate your story from Red County. I always love hearing from the red parts of Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Well, Dick's calling from Blue Madison, but I won't hold it against you, Dick. Welcome back, man. What do you got?
Well, Rojo, when you speak of him, you know, a lot of things have been said about him, and here's what I'm thinking, too.
Nothing nice.
Crazy. No, the latest crazy thing about vaccinated football players tipping over. I mean, you know, how crazy does it get? But here's my thinking on him. He is so pathetic that he's throwing anything at the wall to see what sticks. I mean, Trump looked for, you know, the little phrases, lock her up, build a wall. In his case, what has he got? I mean, here's a guy that openly said, and I hope the Democrats are smart enough to stick this to him all the time, I'm not sure that my time here has been spent well. Well, no, we all know that. Duh. It certainly wasn't. And you've done nothing for us, done nothing for the state of Wisconsin. But, I mean, it doesn't surprise me when he comes up with this ridiculous stuff. He's just looking, he's grandstanding, in my opinion, looking for something just totally outrageous that keeps him in the news. And I don't know how to explain the guy. I'm amazed, too, that he's a two-term senator from this state.
Perhaps in his own words, Dick. Perhaps we can describe him in his own words.
So Obamacare is still in place, and we've doubled the debt. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
Thank you. And they should play that nonstop on a tape loop, whoever runs against him.
Well, fortunately, we have this fine platform of messaging. We can play whatever we want as often as we want to. Dick, appreciate your call. Got one more breaking headline I'd like to share with you, our fair audience. This one dropping from the good folks at WisPolitics. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he asked the Legislative Reference Bureau for an opinion on whether the legislature had the ability to change Wisconsin's electoral votes after the 2020 election, but only so he could share it with members and constituents who wondered if it was possible. You know, he wasn't curious himself. He's just doing it for the sake of the inevitable curious that would, ask him the question.
I'm just doing it for plausible deniability.
The liberal group American Oversight, who filed a series of open records requests with Voss's office and sued him several times over the request, posted the Legislative Reference Bureau memo this week. It was dated November 16, 2020, almost 2 weeks after the presidential election. 2 days later, then-President Trump formally requested a recount of heavily Dem, Dane, and Milwaukee counties as his campaign lobbed various allegations of impropriety with the Wisconsin election. But the American Oversight obtained a similar request that the Arizona Senate President Karen Fan made to the legislature's general counsel. And from the state of Wisconsin, LRB's Michael Gallagher wrote to Voss that the legislature can determine the manner of selecting presidential elections, but can't affect the selection or actions of presidential electors after the election. Do you get the difference? You know, you can set them up. You could say the people, and legally they did. The people's votes help select the electors. And then the Republicans go and sign some false documents. Thank you, Dr. Harvey K. Who's my other fine guest?
Mel Barnes.
Oh, thank you. Attorney Mel Barnes from Law Forward. Thank you, Fancy Brad, for having my back. Thank you all for listening. Now keep it locked right here on Devil Radio. Earl Ingram is next.
My Satan sense is tingling.
Sign on with the devil.
Don't mess with the devil, buddy. We're number one. We beat anybody. We're the devils. The devils.
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.